So there's some reporting out today that Alan Weisselberg may, for the time being, be standing by his man, Donald Trump. If that's the case, I suspect Alan Weisselberg is about to go through some things. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's do a quick hit on today's Washington Post reporting about the comings and goings of Donald Trump's man, Alan Weisselberg. Here's what the Washington Post reported today. Trump and his CFO, Alan Weisselberg, stay close as prosecutors advance their case. The former president and his trusted lieutenant head to Trump Tower as prosecutors press Weisselberg to turn on his boss. And if you read through the article, you'll see the reporting is that Donald Trump and Alan Weisselberg have been seen slipping in and out of Trump Tower, close in time to one another, even if they haven't exactly been seen together yet. But if Alan Weisselberg is really sticking with Donald Trump, if he's banking on Donald Trump to have his back, well, then Alan Weisselberg is far more foolish than any of us suspected. Because let's face it, Donald Trump will sell out Alan Weisselberg in a New York minute for any and all financial crimes that may have been committed by the Trump Organization. But if Alan Weisselberg really does want to stand by his man, Donald Trump, you know what I would expect to see next? You know what I would do if I were prosecuting this case? You know, folks, as a prosecutor for 30 years, there were times when, try as I might, I couldn't flip someone. I couldn't convince someone to plead guilty and cooperate with our investigation or our prosecution. So you know what I did? Assuming I had enough evidence, I would indict that person as a co-conspirator together with the bigger fish, together with the primary targets in the case. And here's the thing. A conspiracy indictment on the day it's handed down by the grand jury almost never looks anything like the conspiracy indictment that ultimately goes to trial months later. What do I mean by that? Let's assume hypothetically that the New York grand jury that has been impaneled for 6 months to look at all potential crimes committed by Trump and the Trump Organization, let's assume that they choose to indict 10 co-conspirators. On the day the grand jury hands down that conspiracy indictment, perhaps even under New York's mini-RICO laws, if it has 10 co-conspirators in it, by the time it gets to trial many months later, you know what? There might only be 6 co-conspirators going to trial, or maybe 4, or maybe just 1, the big fish himself, Donald Trump. Why? Because other conspirators will decide to plead guilty and cooperate along the way. I can tell you, nothing quite grabs one's attention like seeing your name as a co-conspirator in an indictment together with the bigger fish. Sometimes the bigger fish for whom you committed crime, for their benefit, at their direction. That will grab the attention of a guy like Alan Weisselberg. And that is when I suspect Alan Weisselberg may fold like a cheap lawn chair. And let's face it, we all look forward to that day. Why? Because justice matters. Folks, as always, thank you for tuning into these daily videos. If you'd like to more formally support our all-volunteer efforts, our mission, our content, please feel free to go over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron. And if you do, I'll send you some Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. As always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.